You may have heard it said that just about every third bite of food you take was made possible by a bee. Bees are required in the production of everything from apples to zucchini, and even important cattle feeds like alfalfa require bees for pollination. To meet this demand over the last 50 years, growers have relied on trucking in thousands of hives of non-native honeybees to pollinate crops like blueberries and cranberries. But with honeybee colonies now facing sudden declines and hive rental costs soaring, there's a renewed focus on establishing habitat for native pollinators. Jennifer Mitchell has more.
It's a steamy summer day on the downeast blueberry barrens. The sun is just starting to peek through a persistent drizzle, but thousands of little hovering insects are keeping busy on wildflowers.
Look at all the pollen they've collected already on their legs. See that little like yellow puffball? That's where they store it and send it go back to the hive.
That's Bruce Hall, an agronomist with Wymans of Maine, a leader in the world's wild blueberry industry, and a pioneer in the practice of weaving native bee habitat into its production acreage. It's not the time of year when growers typically get excited over bees. In fact, harvest is just starting. But Hall is thrilled to see that despite the dampness of the morning, native bumblebees are tumbling over the yarrow, asters, and fireweed, and lots of little tiny pollinators are at it as well.
I don't want to get too close with my finger, but you see it? That's a bee. Most people, I mean, they've never even seen that in their lives, right?
It's a tiny, tiny bee.
Yeah, it's really small. I mean, I don't know how, is that an eighth of an inch long? It's definitely no more than a quarter, that's for sure. Here's another one right here, a different species, actually. It's got orange on its thorax. All kinds of them coming through here right now. All kinds of them.
It's just one of hundreds of native bee species that have buzzed over the fields for thousands of years. Rather than converting this patch of wildflowers to fruit production, Wymans is allowing it to remain in a tangled mass of weedy glory, with some scrubby trees and dead branches brought and dumped nearby to complete the scene.
What's becoming more and more evident is the need for habitat, both food and shelter for bees. A healthy pollen and nectar diet for all species of bees allows for an individual to be more resilient. So whether that's to pathogens or pesticides or anything, This is fantastic pollinator habitat right here. And this happens to be right in the middle of one of our production fields.
Hall estimates that about 25% of the crop in the surrounding area was pollinated, for free, by native bees. And with literally hundreds of acres dedicated to bees and butterflies, Wymans of Maine is being held up as an example of successful bee conservation by the newly launched New England Pollinator Partnership. But for many smaller growers, the costs of this new approach may be out of reach.
Enhancing or installing pollinator habitat is not cheap and is not easy. And so you really need some quality technical and financial assistance quite often for those things.
That's Tony Jenkins with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, an arm of the USDA and one of the partners in a 25-year agreement that provides federal funds and technical guidance to landowners across New England who might need a little help developing pollinator habitat. And Jenkins says the partnership will also provide some protection from unintended consequences. If, for example, a farmer's conservation efforts result in the attraction of a protected or endangered species, such as the rusty-patched bumblebee, Jenkins says the farmer would be protected by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service from potential negative consequences.
Basically, we're trying to protect them from the old no good deed goes unpunished kind of situation.
But the larger goal of the project is to protect and preserve all of the native bee species that could serve as valuable pollinators.
In Maine, we have 278, more or less, species of native bees, and none of them are honeybees.
Eric Venturini is a conservationist and biologist with the Xerxes Society, which is also involved with the partnership. He says as beloved as the honeybee is and as valuable as it is to agriculture, it can be a little hard to work with in the New England states. For example, honeybees won't fly when it's chilly or drizzly. Native bees, however, will often venture out in less than ideal circumstances. And Venturini says if climate studies are correct, we may need them even more in the future.
Some recent research has found that we're actually experiencing fewer good pollination days in the spring here in Maine, which of course implicates the importance of native pollinators.
The New England Pollinator Partnership says its goal is to reach at least 1,200 landowners to collectively provide at least 7,500 acres of new pollinator habitat. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.